Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Golf.
I am an ignorant boot.
What?
Yeah, we know, yeah. Dusty. Thanks. Don't you have your own show? Thank you. Yeah. I'll continue to not listen to you 3. Get out of here. Hey, it's your window, Daddy.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
I bought the cock, and then I
slept with George Bush at that moment.
This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid.
I would have power bottomed the hell out of it.
I bought the cock, and then I had a jelly bean in my dong.
I got something's on. Keeping it classy, I see.
He did it early. He did a lot of dirt.
Well, in fairness, those are of us.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
It's out of context.
Yeah, people shouldn't. We should never clip drops.
No.
I'm going to get rid of all the women. I'm going to get rid of all the black guys. What was that in reference to?
No idea.
Yeah,
you faking being some politician that doesn't exist, or maybe does exist.
We really shouldn't have drops. Makes us look bad.
It's ridiculous.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
Except for that one, I like that one. And by the way, that is in context. That is exactly what you're saying.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
You know, the jelly bean penis.
Two versions
thing.
For you.
I mean, that's. That's out of context, but the pumpkin Halloween thing, that's 100% on you.
Well, we got to Black Dawn. Boy, that was untimely drop.
That was untimely.
As I was to mention the death of Quincy Jones.
Way to go, Buckley.
Way to go, Buck. Black, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Way to keep it. 100 over there, huh?
Hundo P.
Hundo P.
You ever send the 100 emoji?
No, I try not.
Hip with the kids.
I try not to say. That can't be it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Are the kids still doing it?
I
feel like by the time I figure out that this is what's like popular, it's already over. And so,
you know what the new one is? I was reading about today. Chat. They say, is that okay with you, chat?
Huh?
What?
Yeah. Like it's a slang term. Like the youngs, you know, the kids.
That's okay chat. With you, chat.
Well, like. Are you going over there, chat? Is that okay with you, chat?
Like you're calling the person chat? Like they're Chad?
Yeah, they're referencing them as chat.
Chat.
Slate did a whole thing on it, and it, you know, it kind of lost me midway through, but they were saying that it has to do with, like, Twitch and people who are on those platforms where
from the streamer lexicon?
There's a bunch of people watching, and so you ask them, hey, chat. Everybody that's in the chat, you ask them, hey, chat. What do you think of this? Should I do this move or whatever?
It's how Twitch streamers address their audience.
Yeah.
The live chat.
So it's like a hey everybody?
Yeah. Okay. It's like hey chat. Like the live, hey fam. Yeah.
Hey group. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Likening it to fam, that makes a little more sense now. Okay.
That makes sense.
But you wouldn't say that if it was just one person, right?
Because I think they do. I think these kids, you know, they're crazy out there.
Sometimes there's just one person in the chat.
They're addressing a fake chat as if they're a Twitch streamer.
Yeah, that's what we need to do is pretend that our real life is fake.
I don't know. Look, this is all I got to say about that. Like, I had this conversation the other day with my kids. They were talking about fashion. And they were like, when you see the way kids dress, do you think it looks cool? I said, no, I think you look like an idiot. But I'm also smart enough to know that when I was a kid, old people looked at us and said, you're an idiot. So it's not that they look stupid. They may look dumb to me. But I'm a 46-year-old guy. That's not who you're trying to look cool for. And so it's the same thing with chat. You can think that that's ridiculous, but if you think back to all the dumb crap you said when you were 18, it's just as dumb. It's just that you go from the one being hip and in the know to the old one. So you can't be too judgmental about it because it's all universally stupid.
Well, how about just not be judgmental?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, just let it go.
Just let people do what they want.
Yeah.
Wear what they want. Say what they want.
Exactly.
Express themselves how they want.
Yeah.
How about that?
Chat. Wait, I think I used that wrong.
How about that, chat?
How about that, chat? I mean, think about it. Has there ever been a generation that looked at young people and were like, well, they really have it together? No, it's never happened.
You know what? I like the way they're putting things together. I think that's that looks good. It's a classic look. No, yeah. Never.
Like, we always like the greatest generation, but I guarantee that when the generation before that one saw them when they were 16, 17, 18, they thought they were dumb too. Every old person thinks that the next generation or the generation coming behind them is worse than they were.
I don't think that.
You think the kids coming up today?
Yeah, I think they're great. And look, it's not that they don't have problems or they aren't annoying because they're young and inexperienced in life. But I think generally speaking, they're more inclusive. They're more thoughtful. I think they're, you know, I just think back to when I was a kid. Oh, man, dude, it's like cringy. And there's still some of that. But I don't know. I feel like we're evolving. I'm okay with the youngs. Maybe it's just the youngs that I'm around.
Yeah.
But I've always been quite impressed with how smart they are. And
see, I can't say that I am, but I just think it's a cyclical thing that it just is always going to be. You will never, the older you get to a certain extent, you are always going to be, I can't say everybody, but like you'll be more worldly, you're going to be more knowledgeable just because you've been around longer. That's the old Groundhog Bill Murray thing where if you've ever watched Groundhog Day, Bill Murray goes, maybe I am God. And God isn't all-powerful. He's just been around forever, so he knows everything. If you're 40 and you've lived any sort of life, chances are you just are going to know more than a 20-year-old. There'll be some areas where, again, the 20-year-old may be more enlightened and more involved as society goes, and some of that may be good, some of that may be bad. So I just think it's a cyclical thing that I just think every generation probably stacks on the next one. And in some ways, like you said, they're better. You're right. I think that we're more inclusive. I think that it's a better and from a social standpoint when it comes to that stuff. But I look at some things that the kids have and I just shake my head and I'm like, man, there's a rough time ahead for them when they,
well, they're not very tough.
Exactly.
They're
soft.
Well, you could call them soft. I would say they have a lot of anxiety because of, well, it's just, you know, again, every generation grows up with different factors that make them the way that they are.
Yeah.
And of course, it's all in the eye of the beholder because us, especially certainly the boomers are like, you know, like say the greatest generation, they look at that and go, pull yourself up.
What do you have to be anxious about? You have the whole world.
Let me tell you about my child. Well, it's just different. It's just different.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can't, it's like apples to oranges, but I don't know, I'm always fairly optimistic about the youth, not all of the youth, but generally speaking. And there is our Quincy Jones eulogy.
Hey, and by the way, the man made thrill. My God.
He is greatness.
Yes.
Dead at the age of 91.
That he is about as influential in the music industry as any person that ever lived. You look through the people he worked with, I mean, from Ray Charles to Michael Jackson, he put We Are the World together. I mean, there is no doubting the impact and the greatness of Quincy Jones.
All right. Well.
Someone said, I just turned 40 for Halloween. I dressed as high school me. Earrings, backwards hat, puka shell necklace, hemp bracelet, flip phone.
I think Swag went as high school Swag for Halloween. He was wearing like a Letterman jacket and like Argyle sweater vest or something like that.
Well, I think that's just the way he dresses now.
Argyle. He's King Argyle.
Yeah.
I could see him in.
Well, that's Argyle, one of those timeless fashion trends.
I always used to like Argyle.
Yeah. I had a puka shell necklace.
Is Argyle
so
still in?
I don't know.
Like, can you wear Argyle now?
I think some people can.
Yeah.
You know.
I think so.
I had a leather jacket for a while. Let me tell you how awful that was. I wanted an 8-ball leather jacket, and my mom wouldn't buy it for me. And it pissed me off. I'm looking back on that now and being like,
show the pool sharks who's who.
For like 2 straight years, all I wanted in this world was a freaking 8-ball leather jacket, if you want to know how dumb I was, and a shocking amount of Bugle Boy in my closet. Thought it was like a fat white AC Slater. A lot of buckles on those pants.
So we need to talk about Peanut the Squirrel. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
and the hot new Christmas trend of 2024 coming up on The Fan. So I'll let you tell me if I'm close on this Peanut the Squirrel story.
Okay.
I have not seen much about it, nor do I care. But as is our job, when it's in the headlines, you know.
Yeah, we've got to talk about
it. We owe it to our listeners to understand what's going on and see if we need to bring it to the show. So I've done a small amount of research on this. Here's what I think happened. I think we had a couple who are both hot who had a pet squirrel named Peanut.
Yes, amongst a lot of others.
And they had a pet raccoon.
They had a bunch. They have a...
Are they in California, maybe?
I think it's New York, if I'm not mistaken. They're in upstate New York, and...
Oh, that's right.
They have a bunch of wild animals at their place, and they kind of keep them in, as some pets, some not, and they have like a little mini Tiger King horse crap sanctuary for small animals, and then they post it online.
Yeah, they're on social media.
They're viral, yes.
Yeah, and so... The state of New York had to swoop in because apparently, maybe did they post something that Peanut the Squirrel bit somebody or something?
Well, he's been bit, and
they swooped in and they euthanized Peanut the Squirrel.
And I thought that they had him, they owned him illegally. That
they did.
You're not allowed to own a squirrel, right. And you're not allowed to own a raccoon. And they're saying that they don't own Peanut the Squirrel or the raccoon. They just hang out at their place, and they said they weren't hiding them. Because obviously they post about him to thousands of followers. But somehow someone tipped him off that the squirrel had bitten some people and the raccoon may have bitten someone once. And so New York came in. They raided him. Like full on raided the house. And it was a big thing because they were like, they weren't allowed to. It was a surprise raid, so they couldn't hide Peanut the Squirrel. So they made them like sit outside like in the police squad cars and everything while they went in. Well, they found the squirrel, they found the raccoon, and they took him back. And in order to test him for rabies, they
put him down.
They put him down. And so
and the world's up in arms.
The world's up in arms to the point where the agency that's in charge of this in New York had to shut down because there's bomb threats.
Well, and also I've seen that Peanut has been widely politicized. Now like Elon Musk is making AI Peanut things, saying like Trump would never let this happen, stuff like that.
Yes. So yeah, the Chemung County Health Department is now they shut the office down. Everyone's working from home because of Peanut the Squirrel and Fred the Raccoon. And like, by the way,
gone too soon.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen any of the photos of Peanut the Squirrel. He's adorable.
Yeah, he looks like a squirrel.
They dress him up in a little cowboy hat, and you know.
Yeah, and so apparently now the thing is that the guy. The head dude of the household was doing porn with his wife on OnlyFans or something.
So they are both they're both good looking.
I did not hear this part of the story.
As we layer the story here, Peanut sits in the background.
So he is claiming that their OnlyFans is completely separate from Peanut and Fred the Raccoon because now they're like, well, you've got kids that visit your page. They love the squirrels. Meanwhile, you're doing porn. He's like, hey.
Those are separate entities.
Those are separate. Separate entities. So yes.
So that's true then?
They dabble in OnlyFans and then they dabble in some wildlife stuff.
All right. So how do we feel about this? Is this
I don't know.
I feel like there's not much teeth to this story, but
I also saw they were interviewing the owner guy.
Yeah.
And
he's making the rounds.
He broke down because he found an almond in his back pocket and that was Peanut's favorite snack.
Come on.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
I don't know.
It seems a little performative.
This is from the owner, a direct quote. I'm not using tragedy to promote porn. No kids involved either.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for adding that part of it.
Glad we cleared that up.
Jesus.
He just wants people to know that he's not drumming up, because obviously he's been in the news, and so people are saying that he's using this to promote his porn.
He is. This guy loves every bit of this. And believe me, he sacrificed a squirrel to make it happen.
Well, this all stemmed from, I guess, I don't remember. I'm familiar with this, but I don't know all the exact details. So he was given an interview because this has become like a national story. And someone was like, why did they, they come and he goes, well, I think it's because of my OnlyFans. So he...
Exactly.
He threw out the, by the way, in case anyone was wondering, I do have an OnlyFans with my hot wife, and I think that's probably why I was got rated, and here's where you can find it.
He's not dumb.
No.
Well, he might be a little dumb.
But he knows how to market. Hey, this is his chance.
So, yes, you are not allowed to harbor squirrels and raccoons in the great state of New York.
Yeah.
And you can't fornicate in front of them either.
Yes. So he claims that he believes that someone ratted him out because they did not like that he was shooting pornos with his wife and separately babysitting some of their neighbor's kids. So, you know.
All right, well.
I will say it's a little weird if you are babysitting kids and then in the house you're also shooting porno. And he's like, what? Those are two separate things.
Well, I mean, babysitters have sex. They don't all just put it on camera and on the internet, though. Yeah. That's the difference, I guess.
They're hot, though. So,
yeah, they're a good-looking couple.
Yeah, they're a good-looking couple. And so was Peanut. The poor bastard. Peanut didn't do anything wrong.
Rest in peace. Well, wait, are they saying that Peanut had rabies?
No. No. Neither one of them had rabies, but because they...
They bit someone and they were in captivity.
In captivity.
You can't release them back into the wild.
Yes.
Otherwise, they would be a menace to society.
Yes. And he's claiming that he had been bit multiple times by Peanut and he had never contracted rabies, so he didn't see the need to do the rabies testing.
This guy's a bozo.
Probably. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he's probably doing all right for himself, raising squirrels and... having sex with his hot wife and getting paid for it.
Well, look, this is what it's about these days, is you just pray for some people. Just pray for that moment where they are being talked about.
Yes.
And they do everything they can to capitalize on that moment.
Oh, 100%. The best thing that ever happened to this guy is Peanut the Squirrel. This.
And he knows it.
Yes.
And that's why he's getting his OnlyFans out there. He's going to pump that up, make some money, go lay on a beach. All because of a stupid squirrel.
I just love that at any given time now, it's like, the only reason this is happening is my OnlyFans. And if anyone wants to see it, go there.
Yeah, because they're often coming to people's houses because they have OnlyFans accounts. They don't care.
No.
Especially the animal people.
No. Although this kind of breaks my heart because, you know, if I get a raccoon, which would be illegal, now they could come and...
Yeah.
Imagine if I had Fred the Raccoon and like the state showed up to take it away, it would crush me.
Yeah, it would. And this story would be exactly the same with you in it.
And you're like, but this has nothing to do with my OnlyFans with BTJ. Nothing.
This is exactly what would happen. This guy is you, only New York.
Yeah. He's way better looking than me, too.
He's that. No offense. Yeah. He's a pretty handsome dude.
I know.
But look. Make no mistake, this happens in Vancouver.
He's kind of got a Tony Reale thing going on.
Not only are you playing victim and you're playing that up, 100%. You're promoting that OnlyFans with the BTJ.
And how much money can be made on that? Interesting.
Well, I've got the latest Christmas trend for 2024.
Yeah,
it's a consumer trend.
Is this gifts?
It's something that has popped this year.
Mm-hmm.
People are buying this. And yes, they are saying that it is going to be a major holiday gift, although they're very expensive. This is not something that you just put under the tree. But
I love when this happens. You know what's expensive? This brand new BMW or Mercedes. I hear Bentleys are really nice this year. So if you have the means, go ahead and pick yourself up one of those.
Well, it's a. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Right. It's a thing. And I didn't know it until I read this story. But of course, that's me. I'm an old man. So we'll get to that next. Here's Buck. Pertaining to nothing here, I was just watching halftime of the Chiefs Bucks game, and I have not seen. Oh my God! Not spacing his name. Boomer. The broadcast.
Chris Berman.
Yeah, Chris Berman. I have not seen him for.
Was he on there?
Years. He's doing the halftime.
Really?
Yeah.
Go out of town.
And check out his hair next time you...
Well, I think that he just does the fastest 2 minutes. Is that it?
Or
does he do the whole halftime? I think he just does, like, the highlights.
Yeah, segment. He's not on set or anything, like in Kansas City. He's just in a studio giving us highlights.
Oh, I just thought he was done.
But I did, too. But he's on there. And look at what he's doing with his hair these days.
Hmm.
I want to know your thoughts on
that.
Is
he still doing the comb over, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. He's got the same haircut. It's more, the color.
Huh.
It's like orange.
Wow, that...
Isn't that something? What are we doing? What are we doing?
He won.
It's not going great.
It's not.
But he's old.
He's old. And what boy, I do not know what to. You have really.
Well, he's clearly dyeing his hair.
But what color is that?
It's like orange. It's one of the two colors that Nick Saban dyes his hair. Have you noticed that he has two different colors in his hair?
Yeah, but this looks like
two different. He doesn't even mix them.
You haven't seen that?
I guess I haven't.
Yeah, look at his hair closely. He's got a little orange under the black.
Yeah, there's some highlights.
What?
Well, Saban's been going bald for years.
Like, yeah, but I'm talking about coloring what hair he has left.
Because my guess is there's something to that that tries to give it a more full appearance. I'm surprised Saban hasn't just done the hair restoration, because you're right, because the top half is
black, or is it more orange?
It's orangey. Yeah,
then the bottom is black.
Yeah, there's definitely highlights. He's doing like a Polly Walnuts reverse thing.
Yeah,
happening.
It's like two different colors.
It's two different shades.
Black, please. Thank you.
Boy, yeah, it's he's starting to look like Vince McMahon a little bit. Boy, yeah, you weren't lying. And you know what? Come to think of it now, I think he may have done the hair restoration.
Boomer?
No, Saban. I'm looking at the hairline. I think we're making a comeback here for Saves. The Berman thing, I'm kind of at a loss. I mean, his hair has always been bad, but
it kind of looks like this. Chris Berman now looks as if, like, because most of us haven't seen him forever.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like you would think he would look after having 3 years not done television, let himself go, and then they just, like, slap a suit on him and say, hurry, you're doing the two-minute drill.
Go.
That's kind of what he looks like.
I don't know.
Like, he was rushed up there off of his couch.
I don't know if this is going to make sense, but you know, sometimes you see like an old wrestler or like a bodybuilder, and you see him when all the roids are out of their body and they're just old and broken. He looks like if He-Man was just done. Like if He-Man had been defeated for like the last 40 years and just let himself fatten out. Like, that's what it looks like to me. It's just like He-Man's going bald and it's that weird color, orange, yellow. And he's just got man boobs now, and that is...
Well, he's always had that.
That is a rough look. He's fatter than ever.
So here is the Christmas trend that I was teasing.
I can't believe you pointed that out. It's all I'm going to be thinking about now.
You can't believe that? No.
I wasn't prepared.
It's my duty.
I wasn't prepared for what Chris Berman was bringing.
Well, they are saying this year, 38.1 million of these have been sold, which is a tenfold increase from the same period last year.
Okay.
January through September. This is a consumer product. It is in the electronics category, and I will let you guess what it is. It is the new trend for Christmas.
The new trend. So it's electronics.
Yeah. It only accounts for 1.7% of revenue from all sales in this category, which is interesting. But they sold 38 million of them already, and it's a thing come Christmas time.
But it's...
And I have not heard of this trend until I read this story, so maybe you're not up on this either, since we're both old men.
No, I am. I'm kind of confused, because you said it only accounts for a very, very small portion in this category.
Because not everybody can afford it. So this is something that is expensive. But... Do you want another hint?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
I feel like I'm going down like an Apple Watch route and thinking that it's be a small percentage of the watch industry, but now it's maybe
I was going to say that's too mainstream.
I agree. I don't know.
Is it like the glasses?
No, it is.
Ooh, is it like a VR headset thing?
No. It is TVs with a width of at least 97 inches.
Oh,
everyone going massive. The wall TVs.
Giant TVs are the new thing.
Yeah. It is that I have noticed. I guess.
You have? Well, I haven't even seen those in stores or anything.
I guess 97 is a lot.
That is so big.
I got two friends of mine that I'd say in the last year have upgraded. And I want to say theirs are in the 80s.
Yeah.
And they are massive. I mean, to the point when I go home, I feel inadequate. about my TV. They are just massive.
Yeah, they're saying
massive
that
sets.
These, okay, so forget the 65-inch television. That used to be like, whoa, that's huge, right?
And I think that's what I have. I have a 60 or a 65, somewhere in that range.
Manufacturers and retailers are rolling out XXL screens measuring more than 8 feet across. That's wider than a standard three-seat sofa or a king-size bed.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy, they redid their cabinets to fit, because he had like built-ins, and they redid it because the obviously it couldn't fit one of these massive TVs.
So at Best Buy, they have rearranged their assortment of TVs and doubled the number that they have.
Yeah.
They say that they have 19 different models, and they range in price from $2,000 to $25,000.
Yeah, I'm looking here. So I went to Best Buy, and they do have a category that's 85-inch or larger.
Yeah, the average price for TVs spanning at least 97 inches is $3,113 this year. But last year, those same TVs cost $6,662 on average. Therefore, this year, they've become a trend.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, you can get, they got there's a Samsung here, and it's not like their best of, but it's a 4K Samsung, 85 inches for $999.
That's crazy.
Yeah, $1,000.
So Samsung is in this article. They said that they put out a 98-inch TV in 2019. They were the first to the market with it, and it cost $99,000.
Yeah, and now look at it, right?
Do you know how much it costs now?
I don't know. $5,000?
$4,000.
$4,000. Yeah.
In 5 years, it has gone down $95,000 in price. that's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous. Well, I mean, this is like anything else, man, right? Like, I mean, stuff comes out and it's super expensive, and then just give it a little bit of time and down it goes. Oh my gosh, they have one. So I'm on Best Buy, and I do not believe I'm reading this wrong. They have a Samsung 114-inch micro LED smart TV. You want to take a guess?
How many inches you said?
It is 114 inches.
What she said?
This is
114.
This is the biggest one that Best Buy has.
I mean, it's going to be $20,000.
Guess again.
$50,000.
Guess again.
$80,000.
Guess again.
$125,000.
Guess again.
$8 million.
$149,000. Actually, $149,999.99.
Well,
150 G's.
Okay, so this is one of those consumer things that makes no sense to me. It's like when you have if I can buy one. What did I say? The Samsung one was $98,000. And it's $4,000. Why is that one that's 114?
Because it's a micro.
150,000. Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's odd from a supply demand,
like just
and marginal
scale.
Standpoint.
Yeah, like it's that. What am I missing? Why is it so much more expensive?
Theater-like immersive experience.
Okay, but so I can get that with the 98.
Perfect for family rooms. I don't know. I don't know what it's got to be something about the picture quality, right? Like, I don't know. Either that or it's
just... To me, it's all relative.
Either that or it's just something that rich people, like, you want to say that you have a $150,000 TV?
I don't know.
Like, so the 114 is 150. You can get the 101 for 129.
Oh.
But if you're doing 129, why not just do 150?
Well, that's the new trend.
Here you go. Just go to the 97-inch LG, and that's going to run you $22,000. And by the way, that's going to save you $3,000. It's on sale.
You know, another thing I read in here is what people are doing, rich people, I would imagine, or have people that have space, what they're doing is they're no longer outfitting their homes with art.
Yeah, just doing the big TV.
They're doing the TVs and putting art on them.
Yeah.
And then it rotates the art through the screen.
My buddy, I think he's got like an 80-something, and it's cool when you go in, because he lives like he's got kind of a townhome sort of thing with these big high ceilings, and he does. He has the rotating art on there, and it's such a good-looking TV. It looks kick-ass, and it just constantly rotates through him. It's beautiful, and it doesn't stick out. It's like kind of built like into the wall, kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's sharp.
Yeah, they can look pretty sweet if they're hung correctly and pretty sleek. That said, something I will not be buying for Christmas in 2024.
What would you? I mean,
No.
Because, like, what I want to know is, so it looks like the reasonable ones, I mean, reasonable.
That's as big as my living room, dude.
I know, I'm just saying, like, there's a 98, like, you can buy a 98-inch TV for, like, $4,000 to $5,000. But what I'm intrigued is, like, what's the difference between that and the ones that are like, now $1,500 on here? Like, there's such a wide range.
Well, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, I know. It's like
the, I don't really understand. All,
is it just a scarcity thing? They haven't made as many of the bigger ones yet, so they can charge more for them?
Well, again, but like, these are all relative. Like, there's a 98 one, and there's a 98 one for $5,000, and there's a 98 one for $1,600. So again, that just goes back to picture quality and all that. But it's big
well,
old
hey,
price.
I know this. Bi-Mart, and I will be there tomorrow with my father-in-law. 65-inch on sale for $369 right now.
Yeah. They're cheap. I'm so, like, I feel mine is, like, so obsolete. I have one of the curved ones. I remember when I bought that thing, and it was, like, remember that was all the range, or the rage, because it was, like, a...
Yeah, I heard it was, but I didn't really get why. Like, I don't...
Because it was, like, a movie.
It was supposed to be, like, if you're watching it from different angles in the room, it doesn't get weird aspect ratio or something.
Dude, you buy a TV and then like a year later you're like, dude, this TV sucks. You see someone else's, you're like, it's way better. I will say, when you see one of those really nice big TVs, you will feel inadequate about your TV. I'm not gonna lie. I go home and my TV kind of pisses me off sometimes.
Yeah, I don't really care about the TVs. We have one in our bedroom that's got like, you know, when the bulbs go out and they just got like bright spots on your TV.
We've got like a fading like strip on one of ours and the one downstairs. Yeah. I hate it.
We got our TV finally gave up the ghost in the bedroom and we got rid of it, and it's been like 8 months. We haven't replaced it. We kind of
don't need it.
No, we go no TV in
We're no TV in the bedroom also.
Just do it.
Just watch it on your phone. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean, no, do it with your wife. Oh. I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like why. Well, that's married. Why we have a TV.
I'm not married, so I can't do it.
You can do it. Do it with your wife. No TV in the bedroom makes for hot nights with the wifey. Because what else are you going to do? What, you read?
Scroll on your phone and then turn away from each other? Don't tell her that.
Who?
Oh, somebody. So they bought a 75-incher at Costco for $650 last year. It's ridiculous. I'm going to video only.
Is that still a thing, video only?
Yeah, I think so. They tell you if you don't look there, you'll be sorry. Oh, bye, Mark.
All right. I don't know. We'll wrap it up next on the fan.
Although not for long.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, we're getting ready to round table.
You don't know?
No, we're not getting ready to roundtable. Ducks basketball coming up.
Yep.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
UC Riverside.
Man, the Highlanders versus the Ducks. No offense to those roundtable guys, but man, I can't get enough of Riverside basketball. Love it.
Well, that's coming up next. I assume we'll be back tomorrow.
Unless Riverside basketball takes over.
Unless that giant meteor everyone's been asking for hits.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's the election.
Giant meteor day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We may all just poof, die.
It is going to be interesting because we're not going to get an answer by tomorrow night. So I'll just, everyone keep calm. All right? We're going to be all right.
Keep calm?
We're going to hold hands.
Who are you telling to keep calm?
You don't tell me to keep calm. We're going to be all right. We're going to be okay.
Is it?
What do I know?
Well, should be a fun show tomorrow. We'll be on 3 to 7 for you if you need a break from all that other bullsh. On the fan, good night.